Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ikuo Nakamura from New York. I'm working at Center for Holographic Art, Holo Center. But today, I'd like to talk about my own work, not about Holo Center. But in art session, I'd like to talk something about Holo Center more. And I brought some video maybe we can show. Well, let me see. Okay. Yeah, I just get it right. Yeah. You should come back. Okay. Hi. This works. Okay. The media has altered the form drastically, you know, in recent years. Artists in certain areas are very keen and sensitive towards the advancement of the digital media technologies and have been affected their styles more or less. I will show my personal artworks. Most of my works are interrelated to other digital media. Let's come up. So rainbow hologram. Holographic stereogram, laser viewable hologram, optical element. That's you know, my hologram. Actually, I work this kind of hologram, and I use different media: photograph, CG imaging, object, video, sound, interactive media, and installations. So, one by one, I will show some my sample and how it's interrelated. So first, I want to show rainbow holograms. And I started hologram early 80s when I moved to New York. Of course, there are a bunch of holography pioneers like Rudy Burkott, Jody Vann, Dan Schweitzer, Sam Mori, and they are all showing beautiful pieces, you know, like yesterday's castles, very high quality holographies in museum. So that was a natural choice to me to start rainbow hologram. So these are my early work. And how lucky I was, I could visit their studio often, Rudy Burkott's studio, Dan Schweitzer, Sam Mori. They are so open. I can ask any question, even technical question and philosophy, about global question about what is holography art. So that was very good experience in the beginning of my holography. So, but of course, I was more interested in light form itself. So I started to work with different media, controlling the light and make hologram move. So it's kind of holographic animation. Maybe more so. So I used to play music when I was in college. So I synchronized light and holography. So it was like an 8-minute sequence. Start slowly and medium tempo, up tempo, and finish. So I used 30 different lights, 15 on the floor, 15 in the ceiling. So sometimes I use 30 light at the same time. So you should have a very clean hologram. If it's bad hologram, you got very fuzzy image. So I spend a lot of plate to get single, very bright, clean hologram. So that was my first kind of experimental work, holographic work. Then, of course, in New York, lots of art scene was moving around. So I met some person who was doing brainwave research. So I tried to connect brainwave interactive holography. So anyway, let's see. So I started to make stereogram because, I can control hologram, but it's always simple light. So of course it's still beautiful, but I want input more complicated image. So I use same lighting, similar, right, but a little bit different. But it's connected to, you know, other computer to control the light source interactively. So these are very early in my stereogram. I shot computer monitor by 35 millimeter camera and transferred it. Yeah, this one had audio before, but somehow I lost it, so I cannot. And I showed another version of new hologram in Berlin, holographic network. No sound. This one has sound. Okay, I lost sound. Well.
So your brainwaves are making the.
Yeah. Yes. So I love that theory, you know, brain as a hologram. No. That's when I read about that, you know, of course. I think a lot of you read about holography as a brain as a holography, holography as a world, right? So this is kind of a metaphor, you know. We can, our brain is a hologram, right? So this is a hologram, but it's kind of brain. So I want to interact two brains. Brain as a hologram, and hologram as brain. So it's intercommunicated. So people really love that, you know, sit down, you know, some lady sit down 30 minutes just watching and having meditations. So yeah, that was fun. Oh yeah, next one. You know, I'm very happy to see Mark Diamond is here. Is he here? Mark? Oh yeah, he's here. Yeah, you know, Fen, I'm talking about you. Yeah, Fen, I went to Lake Forest. You showed, you were collecting, yes, Native Americans, you know, movies.
Yes, sir.
You are trying to make a stereogram from the Native Americans. That inspired me a lot. Yeah. So this work is a kind of, you know, that's how Lake Forest was nice. You know. So once I know how to make hologram, of course I want to shoot, you know, real world into the hologram. So I brought a rail system. It's a very primitive version of the, like a Georas he was there showing yesterday. But I have to go up very high mountains, so I have to be very compact. So I carry it and go up and visit small village and shoot around. This one is Cambodia, Angkor Wat. So Tikal, I was there 1 month ago. You know, I visited Guatemala, stayed for 1 month, and visit small village and of course ruins. Yeah, I keep collecting, you know. Sometimes I can make bigger people and ruins, and I also have a pyramid, you know. It's fun part, yes. So this one remind, I know, him. This was you know, stereogram, full color stereogram, but I transferred from three photographs. Because stereogram always have a time feelings, right? That's why stereogram is so unique. But I won't make stereogram, but freeze time. So I shot three cameras at the same time and interpolated. So it's a stereogram, but there no time exists. It's shoot at the same time. So time is exactly zero. Yeah, this kind of work needs a lot of computer manual work, no, not automatically. You have to, you know, use a lot of After Effects, Photoshop, spend a lot of time on the computer, but you know, I think it's worth to do that. And another one. So same model, you know, I let her jump, I think more than 30 times, 40 times, keep shooting, and she finally, I don't want to jump anymore. So, yeah. But this one particularly, you know, when you shoot stereogram, you know, like a pulse laser freeze everything, right? We don't feel any, you know, like a 1/10-second blurred image. In photography, when we are moving, we got blurred, right? But holography, you know, it's very difficult to get that. Pulse laser is always freeze. Nanosecond, right? And stereogram has too long. So I want to make something feeling like a 1/10 or 1/30, you know, motion blur. So artificially, I added this, you know, to motion blur feeling. So it's actually, you know, hologram is not that great, but yeah, I want to do more sometime. You know. This one's a kind of serious. So these footage are all broadcasted image, TV images, TV journalism. You know, sometimes I work for journalism, for my, you know, side job. So I always, you know, have a strange feeling about people usually don't have to see this kind of dangerous images. But we watch this, so, you know, this kind of image is so strong, you know, for the people. So we are sharing same memories. So this title is Memory, you know. The girl is anybody else. No. So you are surrounded, you know, but sharing same memories. So I created this in the Academy of Media at Cologne. You know, they have a very nice system, and I got fellowship for 1 year. And I did a lot different kind of program. So this one is in Kahaem. And next one is, what's that? Sorry, I want to show different kind of work. Oh, yeah. This one, you know, this is an ongoing project. I'm still planning about internet as holography. That's what recently I'm thinking a lot about that. We are sharing all information now, right? It's all connected. When you hit like a 9/11 keyword, right, you got a lot of information. So, but those information is all over the world, right? It's like a hologram, same information, but it's all over. But I like make it visually in real time somehow, you know, that's how my plan, but I have to work with maybe digital holography or, you know, really CG hologram people. But even very primitive, we can maybe visualize how, you know, net society is growing. Second by second, day by day, it's changing. It's actually growing. Lots of data, it's all interconnected. It's like a blog. Blogging is all connected, sharing same ideas. Oh, that's, I think it's kind of hologram. So I want to make something like that, non-holographic media into holography. So that's a new project I'm planning, but I still don't know when and how to make it visualize. Because internet is growing so fast, right? Once I decide, maybe next month it's already changed. So anyway. Probably you're wondering what this, but this is a part of the installations. So interactive holographic projections. I created some HOE, so you can project video image into the space. So actually, she was watching herself floating in the space. So she's, you know, she's actually seeing this image in the space. But it's hard to explain, but you see some more image. Of course, when you show hologram in the public, people are curious about and try to touch, right? As most of them trying to do that. So I could observe a lot of that and no. So this is a scheme. I use two HOE and one helium neon and argon laser just to project video image. And three computers, you know, two is for generating sound, two different kind of sound. And green one is processed real time. And red one is exactly real time. So it's like a mirror, you are watching, you know, you're floating. And the size is like this, and it's floating here. And they're actually trying to touch and, you know, to play with it. Yeah, it's very hard to, you know, videotape, especially it's big projections. It's almost 1 meter. Yeah, image is there actually. She's trying to touch. So that image is projecting, you know, feedback and floating. So it's like a mirror, actually. It's in Cologne. I recorded, you know, whole days, you know, probably 3 days. It's a lot of, you know, footage. But very interesting fact is, you know, ladies, I think they like mirrors a lot than, you know, than men. You know, men, when they came in, they try to figure out how it works, you know, going around and, you know, system, look around systems. And but ladies, they don't care. Really get in, you know, watching yourself and try to touch something, you know, spend a lot of time Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's my discovery, really. Yeah. It's like a sculpture, right? So I use some software. You can buffer video images and store temporarily and play back slowly, or you know, shift the time. Sometimes it go back. Sometimes go ahead very fast. And this piece is kind of very quiet, no sound. And I use exactly the same HOE. But I don't, of course, you know, that's mirror, I need two lasers. So it was so difficult, right? So this time I put a slit in between, make it a rainbow hologram. So now you don't need any, you know, laser. So it's kind of real-time rainbow hologram. It's also my discovery. No, maybe of course scientists know about that. You know, when you do HOE, always, you know, if you have a white light, it's you got the blur image. But when you put a slit, you got the rainbow images. So it's a real-time rainbow of the black and white monitors. So I make it 10 of them. But actually this face is floating 3 feet front. So from this video it's hard to see, but actually it's really projecting. Yeah. Yeah, it's very difficult to shoot hologram in a video. So this piece is a site-specific installation, ongoing project. It's from my dream. I want to make that dream really happen. So this is a site I want to show. It's in the pyramid, Giza, in the Khufu. It's the biggest pyramid. I've been there actually 3 times. That's why I have a strange dream. You know? So that space is a king's chamber. That room. And that's a sarcophagus. So I created exact same size replica. And of course, you know, I want to bring my hologram into there and show it. You know, use that King's Chamber as a gallery, even temporarily. So title is Fossils. I shot this hologram in the Holo Center 1999 as an artist in residence. So Dan Schweitzer was helping. Now, this is a very difficult piece, very deep. We are laying, not my wife, and we have to set up a bed and sleep, and lighting was so critical. I showed this piece in the Butler Institute Art Museum. Actually, it was just finished last May. So that's a sarcophagus. But it's not finished yet. I want to bring it, real, you know, pyramid. And of course, you know, this was not my dream, but once I have a very compact laser to carry, you know, we can show, you know, laser viewable hologram in the public, even outside. So I decided to bring that hologram into Guatemala and showed it in front of the ruins. I haven't edited any video yet, but I have a video. So this is the front of Tikal, famous ruin. And Antigua. So it's easy, just carry it and you can set up and show it. Just wait the sunset. Oh, so this piece is also I showed in Body Electric. I think most people know about this famous painting, Madame X. You know, actually 19, 1884, he showed this painting, but strap was loosened. That's why that painting has burned, and he kept that painting for 30 years. So after that model died, he showed it. He sold it to Metropolitan Museum in New York. So that's my favorite painting. Whenever I go there, I always go there and watch. And so this is my installation piece, Sarah. Sarah is the name of this model. I let her pose exactly same as painting, but we found that pose was so difficult, especially after this. And I want to make it happen, strap loosen, and let her collect it. Yeah, when I start to shoot Pulse Hologram, I found that the relation between artist and model is a kind of special relations. So especially I read about their stories. That's very interesting to me. So actually, after that painting was burned, the model, she was very famous, the beauty in Paris at that moment, but she lost reputation, and she didn't like the painting, and she, actually she was also burned. Yeah. I like this work a lot. It's using video projection and laser transmission hologram. You put the exact same, screen behind the hologram. So it's a real size. Oh, yeah. So this is the last piece. I showed this last year in Holo Center. It's also laser transmission hologram. Actually, she's floating in the ceiling. So title is Forbidden Colors. Of course, I was using green laser. Lots of people asking why it's green. Of course, we know the only available color, green or red. For me, we can adjust something, adding color in a space. So this work consists of two holograms. One is here, one is here. So same screens, but same model. So, the title, I was mentioning about how I evolve myself. And of course, I start from rainbow hologram. But now, I don't know, I evolved or not. Now I'm just shooting laser transmission, shooting laser and showing the laser. That's probably best way. I don't know. But laser is getting cheaper. This laser is $250, US dollars. So probably cheaper than LED. So, yeah. Yeah, thank you for letting me have a time.